Did you not look at the weather? Back then it was 70 degrees out.
I want to call this meeting to order, please. Welcome is this is 9th of 17 meetings. And is there anything? I have nothing to say directly. Joe, is there anything you want to say? Kevin, anything?
No.
You want to describe the sheets that we have, or they're pretty self-explanatory?
We follow the same format. Talk about reductions first, then we'll move on to DSS and go down the line of OTR, by OTR number, and then move on to the additional human service OTRs.
Martha?
Jim is laughing because he knew what was going to come out of my mouth. This should be a national holiday. I can hardly speak. So.
Martha, were you in a tea party?
I got my teacup right here. No, I assume because Leslin's not here yet, we could go down to Frank's.
I will not do that. Okay. We'll wait. We'll start with Mr. Proto. You have six that I see right away, and we'll start with the first one. You want to do that, Frank? Planning, 067, reduction one time, minus 35K. I will. May I just read your... The county should not be funding property purchases when more critical needs, health, social services, agencies, items, human service, coalition, facilities, public safety, public works need funding. And it's $35,000.
Do
you want to put it on the floor?
Sure, I'll move it.
Is there a second? Brian? Okay, discussion. We'll go Frank Dooley.
I realize we have a set aside for certain purchases, but as I mentioned to Ed at the Planning Committee meeting, I couldn't imagine, and I realize he wanted to fund this with rollover. My concern was that we ought to leave the rollover account in planning that's designated for this item. I believe it was at $25,000, that we ought to leave it for a while because I simply couldn't support it in planning, knowing that we were faced with some changes and reductions, particularly to the CHA one through my head. We have a number of positions in health. Martha has been pretty eloquent about describing some of the concerns in social services, and that list is quite large and quite long. There are a number of other items, including the Human Services Coalition piece, and I simply thought setting money aside to purchase land at this point in time could become a little lower priority than some of the other funding needs that our departments and agencies needed. It's as simple as that.
Okay. Frank, I neglected. I didn't start with your first one. I started with your second one. So we're talking about the critical need, the property purchase one, which is OTR 67. Okay. Right. Dooley, you had your hand up. Go ahead, and then Carol.
I did. I actually would support some reduction in that amount, but I would support adding $25,000 to the line for land protection rather than $35,000. So I would like to amend your motion, unless you'd accept it as friendly.
I don't. There's already $25,000 in that account.
Yes.
So I think for the time being, in my opinion, that should be sufficient. But if you want to offer an amendment, see if it passes. But I that is not friendly.
So you're making a motion to?
To change the $35,000 added to that account this year to $25,000 added to the balance that's still there.
Is there a second for that?
Well,
discussion on the motion, the amendment to the motion.
I agree with Frank's premise that there probably is a higher need for money, but this is one-time money. So that's why I would like to see one-time money used for this one-time kind of thing, but just a lesser amount to allow the possibility of that rollover being used for something else in planning, like census or whatever.
Okay. Brian, on the amendment?
Just as I normally do, I would like to hear from staff on the impact, if any, of this.
Well, I guess I would say that what we've tried to do is keep adequate funds in this capital reserve to be able to respond to opportunities. These things come up without a lot of advance notice a lot of the time, and we've been able to be an effective partner. The county's participation on other projects has leveraged contributions from the town involved, from Cornell, from other private sector parties that if the county wasn't a participant, they probably wouldn't have been. So that's the reason for the request. Without funding there, we aren't making people in the community aware that the county is there to be a potential partner. The second thing I would say is, unless the legislature is changing the rollover policy by keeping, this is planning department rollover, we've given back offered to give back $57,000 of rollover to the general fund. And unless that's changing by not allocating it here, it's really not available to do something else with, as I understand the policy. It just stays in there as department rollover for the future. So we've made a judgment that this is a priority for use of that rollover in the coming year.
Frank, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ed, I don't. It's not my intention to change the rollover policy. We had a discussion a week or so ago. Mike Lane proposed a change on that account by splitting it, and we decided. I'm sorry, I don't remember if you were at that meeting, but we decided to hold. Martha, this is catching. Let me tell you. We decided just to hold off on that until we had any change in the existing policy until further on in the budget, until we had a feel for how things were going. And this, my proposal here is not an intention to change the rollover policy.
Okay. Well,
The other part of it, though, about having money on hand, I would compromise on this if we were to say that we could have an opportunity to bring, if such an opportunity like the one you described comes up, we could entertain a request through the contingent fund. And I don't see why we can't do that. If it's that valid a purchase or acquisition or match or whatever it happens to be.
I guess just from a department head, that's not the way I interpret a contingent fund's purpose. It's for unplanned kind of emergencies, and this is a program we've tried to establish and fund on an ongoing basis as we have an opportunity to replenish funds in this capital reserve that carries over from year to year. So, yeah, you can look at it differently. It's a legislature's decision. I just wanted to make sure our perspective is clear to the legislature.
Jim, just a follow-up. The contingent fund, for all the years I've been on the board, isn't only for emergencies. It's for we often put in contingency items that are two-year funding because there needs to be some more planning for tweaking for the second year by a department. So I'd respectfully disagree a little bit that it's you didn't say it was strictly for emergencies, and I appreciate that. But I want to be clear that the contingent fund has many uses, and we've used it for a lot of things over the years, even keeping our tax rate down.
I'd just rather offer the county the department's rollover rather than rely on the contingent fund for this.
Martha, did your hand up? Are you you're talking on the amendment?
Yes.
Maybe.
I don't really think contingent fund is, unless we actually put money in there for this purpose, I don't think we'd be likely to be willing to take it out next year. So I don't support that move unless you really want to put the money there, which I don't think that accomplishes your goal. My question is, what do you mean, Ed, about we offered, what you said, $73,000 or $57,000 for the general fund? Because just if you could remind us what you offered and what was included then in the budget.
Well, in the 2010 rollover submission we made, we identified $57,000 that we offered for returning to the general fund if it's needed for that purpose. I don't know whether it has happened, but we've made that in our budget submittal as well, that there's $57,000 of rollover in the planning department we expect to go back into general fund at some point.
And that's in addition to items like this where rollover was applied to
right.
specific purpose.
Right.
So then I want to know what Joe did with that.
That's what we will do. We will take that $57,000 and it will move directly into the unencumbered general fund balance.
Pat and Peter.
I'm going to vote against this amendment because I will support the original proposal. I'd like to point out that in the OTR description in our book here, it says this proposed addition to the reserve fund would allow the county to participate in additional future acquisition projects which may arise in the near future and for which other sources of funding are unlikely to be available in the current fiscal environment. So, with respect to the desire of the planning department to continue this program, I think in a different kind of year I might be more willing to do this. But I'm thinking, for example, of our Board of Elections, where we haven't even funded anything for a primary. We didn't fund anything for a primary this year because even though we could have said, well, we need to put money in case there's a primary, we said if we need to do this, we'll go back to the contingency fund. And so I think that the precedent is there for the possibility that there may be something that arises in the future that we need to look into the contingency fund for. And I don't think it's out of line for us to also look at this in the same way. So I will not support the amendment, but I will support the original motion.
Peter?
Will.
Go ahead.
So I'm not sure if I understand this, really, but I think that the following is the case, that we've heard about a fund which can support property acquisitions in which the county should play a role. That's what it's about.
Right.
And then some people have said, well, it could come out of contingency or it could come out of reserves being put into the general fund. And I'm sitting here trying to understand what the difference is between all of those transactions. But
well, no one said anything about the reserve fund. They said about the contingency fund.
No, he said that he would allow his rollover to be put into the general fund,
right.
Unless I misunderstood.
Yeah, but that's not part of this resolution.
Okay. So I'm just wondering what the difference is between those two things, and I gather there is a difference, namely that if we say we're going to rely on the contingency fund, it doesn't increase the tax rate, but if we say we're going to do it this way, it does increase the tax rate.
Joe, do you want to?
Is that correct? In?
No, I mean, all this action would do is to put money basically back into the reserves.
Right.
So if planning isn't given access to this $35,000 in rollover, that money will continue to sit in essentially a designated reserve account, and it's a soft designation for use by the planning department later on. So it will not go against levy. It will simply go back into the bank.
Okay, so it doesn't affect the tax rate. I'll vote for it.
Ed?
I just would also like to clarify, any expenditure out of the Capital Reserve Fund has to come to the full legislature for approval. It starts at the Planning Advisory Board with a recommendation, then to the PDEC Committee, and then to the full legislature before it can be taken out of Capital Reserve.
Somebody had their hand up over here. Will?
Yeah. I think Dooley's proposal is reasonable. I think it's important to have a little bit of flexibility, especially in a time when we are so tight. I think if it's totally coming out of contingency, we will be loath to do it. But if we have a designated fund, these projects come up with amazing, these opportunities come up unexpectedly. And I really want us to maintain our ability to acquire pivotal pieces of land for the stated purposes if that happens. So I hope we pass our amendment.
Frank, we're back to you.
Thanks, Jim. I just want to go back to the report that we got on September the 7th. I don't know if this is still accurate or not, but we received a report that showed by department how much was available in rollover. And the last column in that report says available for use in 2011-2012. Joe, that column, or Kevin, does that column take into account, does that column reflect all of the rollover requests in the proposed budget? So if we just pick one, the assigned council program has, it shows $500 available. Is that the net of any requests in the 2011 budget?
You're looking at the last column on that page, how much is left? Yeah, that is net. Now, I will say that in the planning department, if you're focused on that, that's showing a balance of $115,000. Is that the same number you're seeing?
That's where I'm going.
Ed can probably give you better details than I, but I believe that some of that money is committed in multi-year funding, and those are prior commitments that have been made, and I think it's in the neighborhood of $85,000, if I'm correct, that is really sitting there waiting for the next round of multi-year allocations. So those commitments have been made. The money's in these rollover accounts, but again, committed for multi-year items, and that consumes all but about $30,000 of planning's balance.
Okay, and that $30,000 already reflects the proposed change that I'm, so if we took the $35,000 that is on the sheet for tonight, it would increase the balance available in the rollover account.
That's exactly
for
right.
Ed's department.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think we're ready to vote on the amendment. Frank's proposal was to reduce $35,000. Dooley's is to essentially add $25,000.
To reduce it by $25,000 instead of $35,000. So it puts
$10,000 back. $25,000.
It doesn't make Frank's reduction bigger. It makes his reduction small.
Oh, okay.
Julie, I'm sorry. Is that to reduce it to $25,000?
Yes.
Because by $25,000 would only leave $15,000.
No, it's not to reduce what you have. It's to lessen Frank's reduction.
By
$10,000. So the amendment to the motion is 35 to 25. Does everyone understand that? Except
I was the only one who didn't. I thought you were adding.
All in favor of Dooley's motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That motion fails. The original motion.
Why does it fail?
It's 5-4.
It's expanded budget committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, 4 Dooley's motion was 5. 5 ayes, 7 nays.
I'm sorry, you're right. Excuse me. I'm
lost in 20 after 5. Peter.
I have a point of order. I'd like to find out something. Is that true that a motion only requires a majority here to pass.
Yeah, on the expanded budget committee.
Okay, thank you.
So we're back to the main motion, the minus 35 of Frank. Any more discussion on that? All in favor of the minus 35K, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's approved 7-5. Go ahead, Frank, you're next. Do the one above it, 066.
066 is a proposed reduction. This is the approval, this is the one to fund. I'm sorry, I don't have the page in front of me. Have you all got 066 in front of you? I'm sorry?
Page 52.
Thanks. Give me a second. This is a new initiative. The Energy Strategy Leverage is the description. I'm focusing on the effect, paragraph that deals with effect. It says in there that although the agencies require a match, that some of the, if they don't get this money, they're supposed to go out and raise some. My recollection is when this board passed the addition to the energy strategy, the 2020 energy strategy, that if you recall, I added those, all, that whole thing up, and it came to a cost, proposed cost of $4.1 million. Not all of it funded by the county, emphasize. But part of the rationale was that any piece of that 10-point plan would require going out and raising money.
May I interrupt you just one moment?
Sure.
We haven't made a motion yet.
I'll move that this...
Is there a second, Brian?
Thanks a lot,
okay.
Jim.
And then raise your hand for discussion.
I'm sorry, what's the motion? I didn't know what the...
Just to get to reduce this by $35,000. To reduce 066 by $35,000.
To eliminate it.
Okay.
Yeah. Discussion. Carol first. Are you done?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
If you read my explanation that Kevin did in the brief description, my concern is the same as it was that evening, that I think that if we're going to be sponsoring a new initiative in these trying times, I think it's incumbent on the department or the proposer to go out and make sure that they've got some funding set aside for that, or at least have an indication that funding will be received. And then we can step forward. Once again, it's something that could come through contingency. It's something that could certainly come through rollover at the appropriate time. But I think this is something that, as a new initiative, I think there are a lot of departments that would like to propose a new initiative. Entering this one at a little slower pace won't affect anything for a year.
Carol was first, and then I believe Martha, then Kathy, then Dooley.
We fairly overwhelmingly passed a really interesting energy strategy, and I believe that there's little that we can do to help that is as effective as this to help our residents, to set the standard, to pave the way for our residents to save money on their energy bills. So for that reason, I am strongly opposed to cutting this funding.
I'm Martha.
I would strongly oppose it also. Passing Frank's amendment wouldn't do anything to the tax rate, tax levy. This is a perfect use for rollover. If the department, sometimes these grant deadlines come up fairly quickly, and if the department has to, you really can't go out for with a proposal for state or federal money, hoping you will get the matching money approved. That shows really terrible faith, and you know you don't get future grants if something happens where you make a proposal and that assumes matching money, and then it doesn't get approved. So that's too big of a risk for our staff to take. And I think we should trust them with this. They're not going to just throw it away. There's a strong need to do these kinds of projects, and they will end up saving the county and our citizens money and energy. Again, this does nothing to the tax levy if this is passed.
Kathy.
Thank you. I noticed under the rollover one time, it says multi-year, and it occurred to me that I could ask what the impact would be if we would cut back our efforts for, say, a year in a tough budget time. Financially, what would happen? I just heard Martha say that it would stay with the department. So just trying to get a feel for what amount we're talking about and how we could have some kind of, because I'm hearing what Frank's saying, this is cumulative, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of little places, but I agree with some of the sentiments that are expressed about it being necessary to look at our long-term initiatives. I think we can find something of a balance, and that's why I'm asking my question. Instead of multi-year, what's the effect if we just did it, say, one time or something? Not the word one time has a different connotation here, but let's say that we cut back our efforts for next year, just as an example. Terrible question, wasn't it?
Well, I feel passionately about all these things, but this one I probably more than even the last. The clock is ticking on energy, greenhouse gas emissions, global warming. Delay is a recipe for failure in meeting our goals. We have to get moving on this stuff to meet our goal of 20% reduction by 2020. And this is, delay means we don't start things, and it takes a long time after you start something for it to have an effect. Not only is this could this be used to match for grant funds, but also we have partners in the community talking about, you know, taking initiatives that we may be able to leverage and participate in and help encourage them to do it if we have some resources available. And I think this is a very modest investment, which in the community, energy conservation is a real economic development tool because it keeps money in the community that otherwise would flow directly out to oil companies and others. When you're investing in energy conservation, renewable energy, and the other things that are in this plan, you're spending dollars locally, employing people locally, and then keeping the money they're not spending on excess energy bills in the community. I think this is a very strategic investment.
Thank you.
Julie?
Carol, Martha, and Ed said everything I could think of saying.
Oh. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, I just want to remind the board that when we had the discussion about the energy plan, that my concern at that time, and it's still a concern now, is that that involved and should involve long-term planning. We have to be aware that we're making a long-term investment, and this board is making a commitment to funding that we have no idea how much it is except what was in that plan. And those numbers were soft, and with all due respect, that was the best guess that the composers of that plan could come up with. But even that represented $4.1 million. And we don't know what the cost is going to be. It could be less than that. It could be more than that. We don't know what matches are going to come forward. There may be none. We may get matches for most of it. I mean, who knows at this point? My concern is, can we make haste a little bit slowly in these troubled economic times? That's simply my plea.
Mike? Peter?
I wanted to speak to the fact that this is one-time money, and the comment was made that it does not affect the tax rate. It can affect the tax rate, and that is how it happens if that money is then in the fund balance and we use more fund balance to lower the amount of the levy. That can be done as long as we don't go overboard and use too much fund balance. But fund balance does replenish. It replenishes particularly if we don't use every nickel for the spending program or rollover.
Peter?
Ed, I wonder if you could help me by telling me sort of specifically, I know you can't do it 100% specifically, but exactly what would happen with this $35,000?
Well, we outlined in the OTR the types of things we expected that it would be used on that are in our energy strategy. It could be used to do the upfront work to launch a financing program that would help homeowners make energy efficiency improvements. There are costs at the beginning of a program, and this could leverage other funds to make that happen. We also are looking at a partnership program with local businesses to do a similar thing as you would do with homeowners, to help them identify energy savings and how to make them and leverage and access other state funds. We're looking at support for use of alternative fuel vehicles in the community, how to get this community ready for electric vehicles, for example. It's been pretty well documented that communities that are making the infrastructure investments necessary for electric vehicles are going to have them marketed in their communities first, and they would be available to consumers here that want to access that. And then looking at some feasibilities, district heating feasibility, that's a long-term thing, but if you don't start figuring out what it would take to make it happen, it will never happen. Similarly, with using biomass for rural heating, there are steps we can take with modest investments, partnering with others in the community to make those possibilities move forward more quickly. So it's a range of things, and we'd be opportunistic in looking at which ones to try to invest these funds in.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I got it. Frank, I think you were the only one of us to vote against the green energy and greenhouse gas emissions element of the comp plan. I think you were the only one of us to vote against the energy strategy. So that's fine. But these are, this small investment is, down payment on those policies that have been in long-range planning. We've been talking about this for several years and have passed very thoughtful, in fact, award-winning policies on energy. This is a small down payment to help get some of these things going. This is not $4.1 million. This is $35,000. And I think the clock is also ticking on grants. There are grants that are going to come up this coming year that aren't going to come by again. So, these will be lost opportunities, not just delays.
Brian.
Go ahead.
Did you say?
I didn't hear you. I'm just wondering if I will make a motion to reduce that amount by $10,000 to make it 25, to show a good faith effort to not only to keep this program, but a good faith effort on behalf of the planning department to save some of this money. We've got a whole room full of people who've got established programs that are facing cuts, and I'll bet you it's kind of tough for them to sit there and listen to a new program argue this much when we're dealing with kids, we're dealing with elderly, we're dealing with a whole myriad of folks. I don't disagree with this program, but at any rate, if anyone would like to second, I would like to offer a reduction of $10,000 on that amount.
So that would be a minus 25 rather than a minus 35. Is there a second to that?
Minus 10 to 25.
225. Isn't that what I just said? Minus 35 to minus 25.
Okay.
That's what to be said.
The page would look, would say 25,000 instead of 35.
Instead of 35, right.
Is there a second?
Sure.
Dave, a discussion. Pat?
I have a question. Something I need to understand before to help me decide how to vote on this. Can you remind me in the planning department, Ed, for 2011, your full-time equivalent numbers, what do you expect to happen staff-wise in the planning department for next year?
Well, this has no effect whatsoever on staff.
No, I'm not. I mean, aside from this, just in general,
Eight regular staff, and we're adding one for tourism.
Hours are cut.
We had hours cut. And we have a temporary person working on a grant-funded project to help municipalities with gas drilling. So there's new positions that have, you know, nothing to do with our base. Our base is being cut. Each staff person is taking a reduction in hours. This is existing staff.
So, thank you. So, what I'm thinking is that in keeping with Frank's thinking about just going a little more slowly on this, when you're having reductions in staff, perhaps this is a good time to think about not having to move ahead as quickly with some of these programs where you could, for a year or whatever, just, you know, go more slowly on some of these initiatives. And hopefully down the line when we can increase staffing back up to the levels that we would like to have it, it would make more sense then to move with some of these programs.
Carol?
This
is about the amendment, right?
This is about the amendment. I think I'll vote... I may vote for the amendment just so that we're talking about a smaller amount. I'm not sure yet. But I really oppose to doing this, to making this reduction at any amount. This is a department that has, correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, has already voluntarily put in their budget to reduce their staff hours, most of their staff hours, to that 35-hour week we were talking about whether to impose on our other departments in order to meet their budget. And they're telling us that this is among their highest priorities of things to work on in the upcoming year. So I'm not in favor of doing it at any amount. I'm certainly in favor of talking about a smaller amount. And then I'll just also point out that this, again, is a program that we're talking about. Brian made the comment about making cuts to other departments and relative needs. And I think that all of our departments understand that we have to keep our operations going in all of the realms, and in particular, social services may understand that this is a program that will help residents to reduce their heating bills ultimately, and will not only help those in particular need, but help all of our residents across the county to address weatherization, energy, all that stuff we've got to start getting going on.
Martha.
I think the whole point of this is leverage. For these dollars, we'll get much more back. And I want to ask Ed, is 25,000 enough? I mean, would you be able to actually apply if that's all you, for grants, if that's all you can offer in kind or match?
It's hard to predict with certainty. I know 35,000 is probably not enough to do everything we would have an opportunity to do. I'm going to have to say I don't particularly appreciate this pitting one part of county government against another, which I am starting to hear. And the future of our children is at stake in this issue as much, if not more, than any other before this legislature.
I think we're ready to vote. Brian's amendment was to take the 35 to 25. All in favor of that, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed? Oh, Leslie, where are you? Okay, opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Can't be. Oh, yeah, 7, 7. Yeah. 7, 7. The motion fails, right? We're back to Martha.
So the main motion is 35.
Right.
I call a question.
Okay. Is there a second? Will, on favor, calling the question, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed to calling the question? 1, 2. They didn't vote. The question has been called.
Just to clarify, yes is to eliminate this funding, correct?
Right. So we're voting on the original motion minus 35 that Frank put forward, 35K that Frank put forward. All in favor of doing what that motion is, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Opposed? Everyone else? 4 to 10. Motion is defeated. Frank.
What was that vote, Jim?
4 to 10. Or 10 to 4. 069 planning, target reduced revenue minus 7,500.
Thank you. I'd like to move that.
It's not a reduction. I'm sorry, that was a mistake on my part.
It's supposed to be
not
an addition.
Not a reduction, it's an actual increase, but we can probably talk about it now since we're there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a plus.
It's not an actual reduction, it's a increase, it's a decrease in the revenue side. I guess you should.
I wanted to restore money to the planning department so they could continue to perform the services that the charter and the administrative manual require that the planning department does to help the municipalities do planning, if you will, particularly those municipalities that do not have planning departments. If you have an opportunity to review those sections of the charter and the county administrative manual, you'll come to the same conclusion that I have come to. It's a very simple.
So let me get this correct.
Yeah.
It's a plus 75. Rather than a minus 75.
So it's a restoration.
And is there a second to that? Leslie, any further discussion? Yes?
So, Kevin, can you explain which number changes?
Sure. So this would actually affect the target, and this is currently what's been proposed by the planning department is all of the cost associated with this assistance program would be covered by the towns or the municipalities at 100%. The motion essentially says the county should be subsidizing that. Currently, this year, 2010, and I believe in the past, the county has been subsidizing at 50%, and Frank's motion would continue that at 50%. And so that is a total of $7,500 that we would be subsidizing. Correct, Ed?
Are we ready to vote on this? All in favor of...
No, wait a minute.
Ed's just going to make sure I was...
I just want to explain. If you go to the OTR, just to explain what it means,
right.
If you look at the OTR where it has, you know, regular pay, fringe benefits, and then a minus 15,000 from planning other governments, that number would become 7,500, and you'd have a total net target of 7,500.
Right.
Just want to make sure you understand that.
Carol?
Can I ask Ed, don't go away. If we don't do this, will you continue to deliver this service? You're just going to charge them? What's the implication
of the difference is whether we would ask the municipality to pay 100% of the cost of our service or 50% of the cost.
But you're going to do it in any case.
Anything else? All in favor of the addition plus 7,500, raise your hand, please. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put the pluses up again, the first go-around. All in favor of the plus 7,500. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm sorry. And opposed would be 5.
So on...
Martha?
On our sheet, that should say increased revenue.
Yes, the minus should be a plus, Martha.
Yeah.
That was
so that
partially
passes.
My error, sorry.
It reduces revenue.
It still reduces,
it reduces revenue.
But it reduces it by less.
Yeah.
Can I do the next one?
I'm sorry?
Shall I do the next one?
Absolutely.
My all-time favorite. I'd like to move. There's no OTR. It's a budget line item. It's a legislative item to reduce our county legislative salaries by 6.9%, so that we are suffering the same pain that we have asked our departments to suffer.
Is there?
And I'll move it.
Is there a second? Pat seconds. Comments? Mike?
I want to clarify that, so that what you're asking for is not a $20,000 across-the-board cut to the legislative department, right?
Correct.
So you're asking for a reduction of 6.9% to the 15 salaries.
Correct.
Thank you.
Actually, 16 salaries, because Martha gets a double.
No, she doesn't.
One and a half, excuse me. It's 15 individuals.
May I ask a question? I don't know. The attorney's not here.
Is that the figure?
I don't know. Kevin,
That's the total.
It does. It comes out even.
It comes out to 19,999.65.
Okay.
Thank you.
So did you want to move 19? Sorry.
Can we actually do that, David?
Well, I think that there's a law in New York State that you have to set the salaries before a term of office,
right,
so that when you run, you know what you're running for, and the intent is to prevent the salaries being reduced during the term of office. So it's I don't think it's
voluntarily.
I think you could do it voluntarily, but I don't think you could.
Yeah, right. Practically, you could give your money back if you want to.
Individually or?
Individually. Peter.
I'd like to ask what would happen, what would be the net result of this motion passing here? I'd like to ask that.
Well,
to David.
That's what I sort of asked.
No, he told me it was against the law, but that didn't answer the question. What would happen to next month's paycheck?
Well, we'd all be arrested. You know, I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't think, Peter, let me give the man in the street view. If you can't do that, I don't think next month's paycheck or in 2011 would change.
Well, I would say that if you did it, you would have to have one of the members could file an action saying it's illegal to prevent it from happening. So it would take unanimous approval. I don't think the public would file the action to say that you've reduced your salary, but one of you could.
Discussion further, Will Dooley.
Thank you, Jim. I would remind us that we did have this discussion at length. At the time, there was a proposal actually to increase legislative salaries. After much discussion, we actually held them firm and only allowed ourselves the possibility of increase if the unemployment rate went below a certain point during the next 4 years. What that effectively has meant is that every year that we continue to serve, to the extent there is any inflation, and we know that inflation numbers vary tremendously, the official inflation rate is not always truly reflective of what it costs to buy gas or energy or whatever. To the extent there is inflation, we are effectively getting less every year we serve. And I don't know about you folks, but I feel I'm working ever bit as hard. So we have asked departments to make cuts. We have not, however, asked people to take salary reductions. And I think
well, duly.
Well, even if we, as legislators, decided to ignore the law, I can't believe David Squires would cut checks illegally. So I think that this is really not a useful motion.
Carol?
Yeah, I was going to say that I think when people here made decisions about whether they could work this kind of service into their lives financially as well as time-wise, we all know the kind of time it takes, they did so under certain understandings, and it's not an easy thing even for those of us who are used to giving our opinion about things to stand up and say, I made a financial decision and I can't afford to make a change to that. The law tells us we can't reduce it or raise it during a term of office for a reason, but one of those reasons is to save us and our peers the embarrassment of having to stand up there and say, this is untenable for me. And I don't think we should put our peers in that position. I do think that anybody who feels that they're in a position to be able to take this reduction can do so voluntarily, and I think there's precedent for that having been done. And I urge any of us to do so who feel moved.
Frank, Pat, and Brian.
I want to comment on something that Will commented on. I remind this board that when we as a board, not as an expanded budget committee, deliberated on what the salaries would be for the next 4 years, we didn't have the information in front of us that we have today. You know, we certainly didn't know what the effect of certain things from the state on our mandates and our departments would be. This was simply a good faith effort to show our staff that we're willing to take a bite too. And Carol, just to remind you, there are some, I'm sure, around this table that contribute quite a bit of that salary to support some of the very agencies in this room. So I think some of that's already being done. I would suggest that if anybody has a concern, I would still like to leave this on the table as a voluntary, as a resolution. Let the chips fall where they may with the legality of it. If this one fails, what I will propose, if Jim will permit me, is a process to delay our salaries for the same period of time that it would take to receive salaries of that reflect this lower amount.
Given what I'm hearing from David, and I've heard from other people say too that it would be illegal to do this, I don't think I would be able to support the motion. However, I support the thought that has gone into it. And while it may be true that we have not reduced people's salaries, our other employees' salaries, we've certainly reduced ours. And that has the same effect as reducing salaries. And I'm sure that the people whose hours have been reduced went into the job the same way we did, expecting that this is what they were told the job was going to be, and we're not expecting to have their hours cut. We've also eliminated total positions. So, you know, I don't think that the thinking that we planned on something so we're entitled to that, that doesn't prevail with me at all. I do think that it's unfortunate that we can't find some way to reflect the kind of reduction for the legislature that we're asking our departments to take. And if I could think of another way to do it, I would.
Thanks. I have Brian and Dewey.
I'd like to call the question only because we have a room full of folks here that need to get out.
Is there a second to calling the question? Will, all in favor of calling the question, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Opposed to calling the question. Leslin, And anyone else?
Okay. Me and me.
Yeah. Anyone else?
There were 14 of us in the room. What's going on?
The question being called. All in favor of Frank's resolution? The resolution is to reduce the by $19,987, no, $20,000 lower, 6.9 salary of the 15 county legislators, which adds up to right near 20K. And I guess that would mean for the 2011 budget year, right?
Yep.
All in favor of Frank's resolution, raise your hand, please. One. Opposed, if any.
Can I ask it? Oh, wait a minute. I can't.
13. One to 13. Yes, do that.
The question was called before I got called on. I was going to respond to Pat's comment that she would be interested in knowing other ways that the legislators could do something.
Can we forego that?
And I was going to say, no, it's relevant. If we're
but
trying
we voted
to,
on the issue, do we?
Yes, I am responding to Pat's question or comment. She would like other suggestions.
But
it has nothing to do, really, with what we voted on.
It's out of order.
Yeah, can we do it at a later time?
Don't put in for mileage.
Yeah, perfect. Do it that way. Leslin, I'm going to move, Frank, I'm going to jump off the longevity right now and the other thing to move to the DSS things. Are you fine with that?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mike.
Could we ask the county attorney to provide us with a memo about the issue that was raised with Frank's motion about whether or not it's possible to raise or lower salaries of a sitting official?
Sure.
Thank you.
If it's on the record, we will do that. Thanks, Mike. Leslin.
Frank was on a roll. Why are you stopping him?
Well, all right. You want to hold up?
No. I know Patricia probably wants to get him out of here. He's having lots of fun back there. OTR 83, what I submitted was a reduction in the target of that OTR, target reduction of $30,168. I was reading the narrative and reading the information that the DSS commissioner provided, and felt that this was an area that I could support a cut, because there were other areas I wanted to do some restoration. So this was one area that I felt the work could be done, it could be picked up. I heard Patricia, there were three people currently in these positions, if I recall at her presentation right, and we'll have to do some farming out to others, and you know, everybody's picking up a little extra. But I felt that this was one of those areas that I could reasonably support a cut. So I'd like to propose a move that motion.
So you are moving
a reduction of 3168 to data entry operator OTR 83.
From the target. Is there
from
a second?
The target.
Kathy, discussion around the room. Anybody down the side? Martha?
I want to ask Patricia a couple things. Is there anybody in this position? And I know you've said that the OTRs, it was very hard to, you know, prioritize them, 1 to 20, whatever. However, among the staff positions, so I got a sense that was true of the contracts. Did you prioritize among staff positions? Because I would be willing, among my motions on the other side of this page, are to restore several of your unfunded,
right.
Several of the staff positions Joe did not fund.
So did I.
However, he did fund this one, right? He did fund this one. So my question is, is this one more important than the other staff positions down the line? I know We're not talking about individuals. I'm talking about the function, of course.
Well, there currently is a person in this position, and the reason I debated about how to structure the importance of the positions that we have, and one decision I made is if a position is currently filled, I want to try to prevent layoffs. The other thing in terms of this kind of position, it has a ripple effect because the work that is done supports all of the divisions within the department. So every social welfare examiner has a need to have data entry done on their cases. Every caseworker has a need to have data entry done on their cases. So in terms of the amount of the ripple effect of this losing this kind of position is that work gets done slower, cases aren't opened as quickly. This position opens cases, authorizes payments on bills like foster care, daycare. Losing this means that there will be more work for the line staff who are already struggling with the increase in caseloads.
So if I can just respond to that. So just turning the page, 92 and 93 are positions that are not also staff positions, not funded in Joe's budget. And I had put them in for restorations. I would not support those restorations. So I've changed my mind on my earlier motions. But I would like to support that, leave this one in the funding.
Anyone else? Leslie.
I just want to know if that voice thing is going around.
Yeah, I think it is. But, go ahead. You're up.
Okay, Patricia, I guess I have some confusion. When you did your presentation, I wrote on each of those, and I had currently filled two of these. Are they all three currently filled?
There are three positions in the unit. There's one supervisor and two people in those positions.
Okay.
But the unit is fully staffed, and
okay.
I have to lay someone off.
Thank you. I heard the two filled, so there's one supervisor in two. Thank you.
Martha, may I clarify what you said?
You
want to keep this position, but you would vote against one that you're trying to restore later on. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else? Anyone else about this motion? On favor of Brian.
I do. Yeah, I just need a bit of clarification because I don't know what you know what's lurking back in.
Lurking is a really good word.
Okay, it's the only one I can think of. Are these senior people that the worst thing you would want is to have somebody like a data entry person not doing data entry and you've got much higher paid professional folks doing that sort of work,
right,
when they should be out in the field. How many of those does this person support?
This is a sort of a medium level clerical position that provides support to all of the social welfare examiners in Medicaid, temporary assistance, food stamps, HEAP, and in our child welfare caseworkers. So I'm going to explain. What happens is I'm opening a case as a social welfare examiner. I fill out the documentation for it to be entered into the computer system. Instead of me going back to my desk and entering that into the computer system, learning all the codes and understanding all of that, I ship the paperwork up to somebody who data enters that stuff for me, ensures that it's done correctly, and then the next day, the stuff is authorized. My concern is that person who comes back to their desk has maybe 10 intakes this week and has to data entry all of those intakes that they used to be able to send upstairs. And the sort of the ripple effect is going to be people aren't going to be able to get around to it.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Peter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
I mean, I think I keep changing my mind every time someone speaks, but I think I'm going to vote against this. And my logic is the following, that a county administrator made a decision about how much support staff a department needed. And God knows I have nothing to add to that. I have absolutely no idea.
Well, stop talking.
No, I'm sorry. May I please finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to finish my thought.
All right.
If it's
ahead.
All the same to you. It seems to me that a place where I can exert my judgment is whether a program that the county administrator didn't support ought to be supported. And that's a reasonable thing. But something like this, I just don't feel that I am in a position to offer a judgment that is different than the one the county administrator did.
Leslin?
Oh, I thought you were telling me no.
What?
I thought you were saying no. I was taking
Oh, no, no. I was just waiting to get to you.
Okay. Well, you know, Peter, by the same token, you know, our responsibility is to look at this and make a lot of decisions based on what we've heard from departments, also some of what we might know or might not know. So there are things that a county administrator did not fund that I think are very crucial in this budget. So I would want to fund those things. And then there are other areas where the county administrator can fund. So if we can say, yeah, we're going to fund things that he has not funded, by the same token, I think it's okay to say we're not going to support the things that he, you know, thought were priority as well. So I just wanted to share my thoughts on that.
Carol, let me just make one comment. If we were just going with what the county administrator suggested, we'd have had this done 2 weeks ago. Hey, go ahead, Carol.
I'm also feeling a need to put this decision in the context of the total decisions we have to make about social services. Can anybody, to that aim, can anybody tell me what's the sum total of the proposals to restore funds? There's two to reduce that Leslin has kindly put forward, and I had come in sympathy with this one. But how much are we talking about potentially needing to that people have championed adding?
County Administrator, want to talk to that? I mean,
that's a lot.
I was thinking it was like about $380,000.
Yeah, I know that these, and Leslin, I don't have some of the personnel ups and downs, but I have tallied the agency provided child welfare services. And the original OTR list requested, I believe, $386,000. And I recall that in one of your early meetings, 16,000 of that has been restored. So there's about $370,000.
That was Carol's question.
Mm-hmm. About $370,000 left in those agency-provided child welfare services. Was that?
That was Carol's question.
Yeah.
That was my question. Yes.
The sum total
yes.
About
we look like 1%.
Anything else on Leslin's resolution? A motion. Martha.
On the other side of the page, there are four positions in staff that are not funded that I was going to propose and argue for, but as I said, I'm not going to support paying for those. So, but
I'm
going to
stop about Martha. Can you give us an OTR number? 88.
88.
89. Oh, thank you.
92 and 93. And then 90 is the confusing one where we think that person brings in revenue. And we need clarification on that.
I'm sorry. Did you say those are ones that you're not going to support?
I had put in a motion. You see, it says restoration.
Right.
And since I did that, I thought, no, I'm gonna withdraw my support for restoring those.
Okay.
But with a question about 90.
Anything else?
Well, deal with my motion.
I think we are ready to vote on this. Carol?
What? So then of that 370.
No, wait. That was some kind of you know, what can I say, peripheral information that we now all have. The resolution is on Leslin's number, which is in the target to be reduced. I'd like to get the vote on that if I could. Any objections? All in favor of Leslin's resolution, please raise your hand, which is a takeout of targets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That is defeated. 8 to 5.
Who is not voting?
Somebody's
didn't vote.
Who am I not counting?
Are you voting?
I counted myself. Who am I not counting?
Peter raises his hand.
Peter, I couldn't see him. Peter, did you vote in favor of that or against it?
Favor.
Okay, so there's a 9.
So what's the vote now?
9 to 5. Defeating the motion.
5 to 9. 6 to 8.
Or 5 to 9.
Can we
do a re-vote, please?
Yeah. All in favor of Leslin's motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 now. Opposed to Leslin's motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Goes now 8 to 6.
Okay.
Next one.
So OTR 94... When I submitted these, I submitted some little questions and narratives attached to them because that determined if they were coming forward. This is the pre-PINS preventive service, and I heard some information in CJATI yesterday that gave me cause to pause for a moment. The question that was attached to this is I saw that there was so much work being done in the schools my question was, is there support, any kind of financial support from the Ithaca City School District and other schools for this? And I know there's a contracting going on. So that was my question on it. And that would sort of determine where I go with it.
Patricia, go ahead, answer.
So you heard something at the CJATI?
No, there was some information at CJATI just about what's going on with their juveniles.
Okay.
You know, give me pause to think about this again. But when I originally submitted this, I had a question attached to it, and the question was, is there support from the school districts for this work? Do we get financial support? Because I see a lot of it is involved with the schools.
Right. I wouldn't say we get financial support. What we've got is in-kind support. We have faith. The schools offer space. They offer staff support, but there is no in-kind, or there's no financial relationship with the schools.
Okay. Can you tell me, is it one position that does this work, the pre-preventive service program? Is there one probation officer? It says one FTE.
There's 3 probation officers that do this work.
Okay.
And this is I'm not sure if it says this is a COPS program, so
yes.
If the money goes away, we lose it.
Right. It says that.
Okay.
Any
Thank
other
you.
Questions about this?
I don't have any other questions, but I'm going to withdraw this motion.
Oh, you're withdrawing.
I'm not even going to bring a motion on it.
Thank you for that. Public library.
The public library. I am proposing the...
The number is 111.
Page 93, OTRs, OTR 111.
69.
So I would like to zero out the county administrator's recommended 69,870 to the public library target reduction.
Is there a second?
I'll do it for the purposes of discussion.
Pat had her hand up.
I'll second it for
discussion. Mike, Nathan.
This is tied to the maintenance of effort problem we have that's intricate to the county library's budget, also affects the other members of the Finger Lakes library system because we are the central library. And I'd like to ask Susan Curry to remind us about the maintenance of effort problem under state law and how much money we could lose.
This is a very complicated formula. It is, thank you for the opportunity to talk. It is the only over-target request we made, and it is because of the New York State education law, which was set up in 1958, before any of us were here. And that was a law that was set to maintain the level of local funding for the central library of public library systems. And that formula is that the, actually I'm going to read it so that I get it absolutely correct. Failure of maintenance of effort is determined by local funding falling below 95% of the average appropriation for the last 2 years. Failure to meet maintenance of effort triggers a 25% reduction in the system state aid and for the central library state aid. So we would be subject to an additional 25% cut from the state. That would be close to $42,000. That would be a position. But it would also be a cut in collections. It would trigger a cut to the Finger Lakes Library System, which serves all of the Tompkins County public libraries. So there's a trickle-down effect. And I think there was a question about the maintenance of the building as well, mm-hmm. and whether or not that could be included. I contacted the state library to ask about that. The answer I was given was no. It is a county library. The building belongs to the county. The staff are hired and supervised and paid by the county. We don't manage. They don't report to us. We have no supervision over them. That said, if the county decided to give us the money to manage that, it would be figured into the maintenance of effort. So the formula would still always apply. That the funding can't fall below 95%. So it is a state law.
May I ask a follow-up?
Yeah, I have some other people recorded. Do you want to do it right
now? No, I can wait my turn.
Okay, I have Nathan, Frank, and then Pat. You'll pass, Frank.
Susan, some of us have been at this with the library for, it seems like, for a very long time. Can you say there are four rural libraries, two quasi, well, three now.
Actually, we have quite a bit. We have Southworth, which is in Dryden,
right.
Newfield, Groton, Trumansburg,
and
Lansing are the libraries.
And
there are two reading rooms, one in Carolyn, one in Danby.
And we still don't have what some of us were trying for, a library presence in Enfield.
Right.
Having said all that, without this funding, will any, and the Finger Lakes Library System, by the way, is there any, what's the impact on the support that you can provide, or that TCPL can provide for these other libraries that we also fund in one way or another?
The Central Library provides collections. If you go to your library, let's say you go to your library, and Southworth, the collection that they have on site is much smaller, so the Central Library is responsible for providing that collection to all of the libraries. So great percentage of the materials that are delivered to those libraries in our county, but also throughout Finger Lakes, comes from the Central Library. We are also required to provide reference service, resource sharing, which is interlibrary loan. Finger Lakes Library System is 33 libraries in five counties. A 25% cut to them would trigger something on the order of $300,000 from the state, which would probably shut them down, to be honest.
Thank you. I have Pat and then back to Leslie.
I just want to be absolutely clear about this before I vote on it. Do I understand correctly that this amount is required for the maintenance
yes.
of effort?
Yes.
Because there is the sentence here that says reductions in funding could affect the New York State maintenance of effort, which sounds a little bit like maybe it would and maybe it wouldn't.
No, I checked today, and knowing that I'm coming, it does. What happens is that the State Library will contact my Board of Trustees, will contact the Finger Lakes Library System, to let them know that there has been this
reduction in local funding. They will then contact my Board of Trustees, will then contact, so it sets in this whole motion. And I understand the frustration with this requirement, but as I said, it was something that was set in 1958.
I don't remember the library being in one of our mandated costs, is it, on that list of mandates that we have?
I
was just going to say, that was one of the questions that I had, is that a county is not required to have a library,
right.
But if you do have a library, you are required to have to meet the certain requirements.
You got to meet the state minimum.
And so,
Scott, keep going.
So I hear the financial implication, which I'm still confused about the $300,000 to the Finger Lakes Library System. But I want to know what, if we chose not to do this, what would happen? What could be the potential result aside from the $41,000?
A reduction in staff, mm-hmm. probably a reduction in hours, which would impact possibly the charter, a reduction in services to our community. I have to tell you today is my one-year anniversary at the library, so.
I apologize for bringing this on you at this time. I promise you I'll have something special for you later on. And it won't be a cut.
No, it was really interesting because my very first day on the job last year was that I came to this meeting. And so I understand the question. And I thought the question about the facilities was very legitimate. And mm-hmm. it was something that we needed to get an answer to.
Thank
you
for getting it.
I called. That's one of the reasons I called the State Library to say, you know, how can we figure this into mm-hmm. can we figure it in? So I was glad you asked the question because they needed to also ensure that whatever information they have for central libraries is very clear. So mm-hmm. I appreciated your asking that. I will tell you that for the library, in the 10 years that it's been at Green Street, which will be 10 years this November, it has had over 4 million visitors. We had close to 500,000 in 2009 alone. But what I see every day is you don't want to stand in the way of the front door on the inside when the doors from the outside open because everyone is headed into the library for primarily the computers, for information about health resources, for jobs, for all kinds of information. We just, for example, had a grant to purchase resume software for all of the computers because of the people coming in to look for jobs. So did I answer your question?
The
impact would be we would have to lay some people off. And one of the positions that's supported by this is the head of our reference department who also is responsible for a major portion of the collection development. So,
Jim, may I ask a follow-up?
Go ahead.
Who's the follow-up? Susan, the staff of the library aren't county staff, so they have their own bargaining unit, and you negotiate their salaries and positions and that stuff. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, there are two bargaining units, one for the librarians, one for the support staff.
Thank you.
Okay. Peter.
Call the question.
Is there a second? Pat, all in favor of calling the question, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed to calling the question? 1, 2, I missed one. What? We're calling the question. all in favor of her original resolution motion, I'm sorry, it was minus 69,870 to the library budget. All in favor of Leslin's motion, please raise your hand. Opposed, if any. 1 to 13. That fails. 1 to 13. Your other one was the sheriff's office, Leslin. I don't see the sheriff. He was invited. Jill?
Anybody know where the sheriff is?
I checked with the sheriff. He's unable to attend tonight. He understands that there is an item on the agenda, but he is unable to attend tonight.
Could we postpone it to the next meeting? Would you be okay with that?
I don't care. I'm
Brian?
Fine with it.
I think the next meeting is tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We moved it from the last meeting to this one.
If you wouldn't mind, I may have something to offer on this subject, and I am unable to attend tomorrow. If we could have him come on Monday for this?
Sure.
We do have a meeting on Monday, right?
We do.
Don't you duck in the subject? Are you ducking? Sure, tomorrow.
We don't have a meeting. No, I can't.
Yes, we do. We have a meeting on November 1st. Remember?
No, Mr. Chair, it can go to whenever. We don't need to debate it.
Thank you. I like that whenever.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Brian. We won't do it tomorrow. We'll do it whenever. We will do it when you're here, okay?
Do it whenever.
Yeah.
As long as it's not tomorrow.
Okay. We are, should we continue or take a short break? How many people want to continue? Raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Take a short break. We're continuing. Okay.
Okay.
The next item was, turning over to page 2, it's social services.
No, it's proto.
Where? Frank?
It's proto, personnel.
You want to do the restorations now on, Frank, you want to do yours? The TARP reduction?
Reductions.
The 2 at the bottom of the page?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, I'd like to move a new proposal to, Jesus, one you never heard before, eliminate the longevity bonuses.
Is there a second?
Hope for discussion.
Thank you.
Second.
Just if I could, it's been seconded?
She did.
Okay, may I explain for
just
a
second?
I realize when I did this, in talking it over with Kevin and also with Joe, the total that we issue in longevity bonuses is almost $179,000. You see the numbers there. About $32,000 is paid to those individuals who are not represented by a union. The balance are represented by a union. I wanted to get this out on the table so we could begin to discuss it. We can't make this decision unilaterally. It has to be a decision that's made in with the union at the table. I mean, it's a negotiated item on that part of it. But I would like to make sure that we don't lose sight of it so that we could put it into our discussions probably, Joe, for next year. Or, I mean, later this year is, what do we have, 2 months? I mean, I don't know that we could even begin to get this out. But because it represents such a chunk of money, and it's in addition to salaries, I thought it was worthwhile proceeding with it here.
May I make a comment about this? And then I have Brian, Dave, and Mike. Yes, Frank, you're right. It is a mandatory subject of bargaining. Those people who will be in 2011 who have contracts that have run out will get their longevity. Nothing else will change in their contract. Their salary will not change as per a law, the Triborough Agreement from years and years ago. And clearly this is a subject of bargaining that we could bring into any discussion that the county is having with any bargaining unit, because, as you all know, we're out of contract with everyone. So, you know, clearly that's something we can do. Brian, Dave, and Mike.
I guess I was just going to say we're you can roll the next one into that,
right,
for the most part, the same thing.
No, you can't.
That sounds like a labor law issue.
The next... I'm sorry, we're not up to that one.
All right, but go ahead, Brian.
No, I'm just saying in terms of the overall discussion that we've got to have.
Yeah.
Not that it's contractual.
Right.
But as part of the overall, and I think we already agreed that that's something that we need to do.
Exactly.
Pretty sure.
I had Dave and then Mike. Didn't have your hand up? I'm losing my mind. Sorry. Mike.
I'm sympathetic with Frank's efforts here to look at the costs, but I don't think this is the right way to go about it, Frank. There are a number of items that could be negotiated in any of our bargaining units here, and this may or may not be a primary one that we want to look at. I think the legislature as a whole in its strategy and the negotiating committees in their work will have to look at all of the things and try to understand. There are things that we pay for that may be expanding at a faster rate of cost than longevity, for example.
Anyone else on this issue? Frank?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Mike indirectly in a minute. I think this is the right way to go about it. I've heard so many around this table talk about transparency. And as I went through the community, none of us are up for election this year or next year or the year after. But I've heard from a number of my constituents that the concern here is we have people that aren't working and we're still paying bonuses. I think this is a legitimate, transparent item to bring up. At least some of the people I've spoken with have been surprised that the county pays bonuses. And I believe it's after 10 years. I don't think it's an immediate payment. Is that right, David? You have to be here a certain period of time.
Frank, it's not the bringing up the issue. I just don't think this is the way we should be bringing it up forward as a motion to change the budget when we know it's a negotiating item.
Well,
negotiation
Mike,
item, rather.
What I have found over the years is if we don't get something on the table, that it seems to get lost in the shuffle. And
let me ask, are you going to withdraw the motion,
no,
or do you want it voted on?
No, I'd like to move that we begin the process of eliminating longevity bonuses.
I can't support that because...
Well, that's okay.
No, but, Frank, it's
legal.
In other words, you're setting a parameter for bargaining right here.
It's fine.
Well, no. Please don't anyone agree to that now. Peter.
If we had a motion on the table, I would call a question. So I want to end discussion of this.
We do have a motion on it.
What? No, because Frank said it wasn't for this year's budget.
Well, I tried to make a motion, but nobody seconded it, Peter. So
but I'd like to end the conversation.
Frank? Dooley seconded it.
What?
Dooley did.
Dooley did.
Can you clarify what the motion is?
What's
the amount?
Clarify what the motion is. It has a minus sign in front of it. It says $178,892 longevity bonus. $31,900 is non-union. So, in effect, what you would be doing is taking away, not paying the employees that money in 2011. And we've all said you can't do that.
I call a question.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a second? Leslin, all in favor of calling a question, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed? 1, 2, 3. The question has been called. All in favor of Frank's resolution, please raise your hand. Opposed, Benny? 1 to 13. Next one, Frank.
This truly is one that has to be, we don't have a number for this yet. Proposal is to begin the process to freeze comp time on all eligible employees and eliminate it going into the future on new hires. And any current employee who would be eligible for it beginning in 2011. We don't have a number because we couldn't calculate it fast enough.
Is there a second, Mike?
No.
Oh,
I had a question.
Well, I need a second to continue the discussion here.
Well, I love to second things. I vote against.
There's a second. All right. There's a second. Mike, you had your hand up. Do you have a question? Then Mark.
Don't we have all kinds of issues, the Fair Labor Standards Act and other things here? I don't know how we can set this parameter. even if we wanted to.
It's a labor law issue.
David.
Well, not to mention that there's no money ever budgeted. A salary is budgeted for a position,
right.
And comp time, in effect, is an accrued liability that is not part of the budget.
So,
Frank?
So, David, are you saying that if there's no way for the county legislature to eliminate paying comp time or letting it accumulate?
For Family Labor Standards Act, which is a federal law, establishes what the parameters are. So the only way you could eliminate it would be that no one could absolutely work beyond their work week. So 35 hours employee would never, ever be allowed to work beyond 35 hours is the only way you could, or a 40-hour
okay.
person. And 40-hour is not entitled to, they get time and a half.
If we have individuals that are paid a salary that are not represented, we have individuals that are paid a salary, and they're paid regardless of whether the job takes 10 hours or 80 hours. They get paid, and they should be completing the task, or at least working towards completion. How do they accumulate the additional time when they can draw a check at retirement for thousands of dollars on unused time that is then accumulated, and they can receive a check for that? Isn't there any way that we can?
That's a policy discussion which is beyond. But that's another issue that's not budgeted, so it doesn't save. That's a policy that could be eliminated. You could eliminate that practice.
I'm a salaried employee at the bank. If it takes me 80 hours to get my job done, I don't get one nickel more. I'm not eligible for comp time. Why is that true in my case and not true in certain county employees' cases?
That's a policy that the county has been practicing for several years.
So it's a county policy?
Yes.
So we would need to change the policy.
You could change that policy.
We're going to do this by our hands.
But it's not a budget item because it's not something
it's
that's
not
budget
a budget. But I believe that the county, Frank, excuse me, could change the policy if they wanted to do that within the county. Am I right?
Yeah, I think it would take
a discussion.
If your goal is to elevate this as a policy discussion, specifically comp time for management employees, I mean, I think we would accept that as something that we can look at. That's really what I think you're trying to do outside of the budget environment.
Thank you.
So am I hearing a withdrawal?
Will withdraw it, deferring to the description George just gave.
Budget committee.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that up, Frank.
Anytime.
I think people are ready for a break.
Everybody knows about comp time. Want to weigh in on that one, huh? Should we go back to page one, except for the sheriff department, and looks like it's almost done.
Yes.
We'll go on to page two with
085,
right? Well, I don't know. Can I just say
085 and 086 must have been one of my 4 o'clock in the morning gigs because they're both in the county administrator recommendation. So I'm not sure what on earth I'm restoring. It's already there.
Well,
so
you want
gone.
To double it? You don't want to double it.
No, I don't want to double it, dude.
Right. So 85 and 86 are
they
out
are
of the
so
mix.
Off.
Withdrawn.
Hey. We have Joe and Kevin Scurry.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did you want to consider...
No. Hold on. Okay.
No. Leslie, are you seeking to restore this? Was that your intent?
No, it's already there. What am I doing?
Yes.
Yes.
It was... I didn't even look.
Kevin, you're going to take...
We had already restored it, Joe.
Are you going to fall on the sword for this one, or
okay.
what?
Yeah, I'll throw on the sword. I didn't look beyond what was sent to me. I just added it and didn't check to make sure that we had already restored
it. It's already in there.
So 085 and 086 are already there.
Yeah.
Martha, question on things that are already there?
Yeah, maybe. On 090...
She's got the next one.
Well, my name is on the next bunch, so...
Oh, it's you. Right, I'm sorry.
I have a question. As I said, I'm not going to make a motion on 88 or 89, or 91 or 92 or 93, but on 090...
Wait, slow down. 088, 089, 91? 91's not yours.
91 I think is already funded. We already voted on that.
Okay. So, and the others are?
And 92 and 93, but my name is not the only name on there, so I'm not going to speak for Dooley.
So they're out.
Oh.
I'm not going to speak for Dooley. She has her name. But I have a question about 090. That's the one where the person, that position, brings in revenue, and Joe said he was going to check on that. That if he was cutting a position that had a net gain, he was going to change his mind on it. So I want to know.
Yes, and I think we've had a conversation with DSS, and we agree that that would we want you to approve the restoration of that OTR. We will save money if you go opposite me.
Well,
on
it looks
that OTR.
Like I'm approving. I'd be moving right. A minus $6,500.
Right.
Okay. Which one are you talking about?
90.
90.
All right.
79. So. I'd like to restore, but I'm not sure what the motion is.
Did we do this already?
Just offer.
You're
well,
making a
motion.
What's
the number? Now? Right here it says a minus 6587.
You're allowing the revenue that would be generated to be part of the budget.
Okay, I move what he said.
Well, yes.
Okay,
that's
Dooley.
Is there a second?
Dooley?
Of course.
Then. Go ahead. Dooley, do you want to say something or no?
I thought that Joe agreed that this was an error at our previous meeting when we were going through this, so I thought it was a no-brainer, and we had had the question answered already, so yes, please, let's restore this.
Okay.
Pat,
we'll go around the room. Pat, Peter, Leslie.
I may just not remember this, but I don't understand what we're doing here. Can someone explain to me how this saves money?
So if you look up at the PowerPoint up there, my cell is currently on black area there. That's 44102. That's DSS reimbursement money. There's also reimbursement money from another account at the fourth one down there of $8,000. And the total cost for this, the total expenditure for this position, including fringes, is seen in between the two, the $30,000 and the $15,000. So the state revenue that's generated from this position, that includes, you know, a cost calculation that's based on this individual as well as the levels of administration above them equal -$6,587. So it's actually this position and the reimbursement we get from it actually saves us a little money.
Back to follow up.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-oh. You got it. Go.
I hear what you're saying, Kevin, but as I read the description in our book, it doesn't sound like what you're describing, so I'm not making a connection here.
And Patricia.
Yeah. Patricia, you want to come up and try to clear it up, please?
Well, the description in the book, which you're reading, is what we do in the child support unit that generates revenue. So from our standpoint, this position helps us generate revenue for the county by filing child support petitions against non-custodial parents whose children are receiving temporary assistance. We bring that money back into the county, and that's revenue generating. What we have in terms of the reimbursement for the position is that we're getting an enhanced reimbursement, which results in more reimbursement for the position than
position.
It costs us to do the position. So I think you're right. It's a little confusing, but the bottom line is that this position isn't costing the county any money.
Pat, you okay?
Would we have to do the work if we didn't have this position?
Yes, and there is no one else in the division, in that child support division, who is currently doing that work. This is the only position in that title. So the work would have to be dispersed among the financial investigators who do other parts of the child support work.
But the work would get done, even without the position. So theoretically, we would still accrue the revenue that this position generates.
What you would have is, again, sort of the ripple effect when you lose clerical support. Then this is a high-level clerical support. This person is doing financial calculations and securing money for bank account into the bank account. So, yes, in theory, you could do away with positions. Other positions will take over that responsibility, have less priority to get that work done because they're already carrying their own caseload. So you will have a slowdown in how much you're going to be able to bring back into the county.
Peter.
I have another question, Patricia. Sometimes we hear arguments like, for instance, the arguments for the recreation programs, that in the long run it'll save us money. And that's sort of a theoretical argument that people really can't make a calculation that shows that it will. And then sometimes you can really tell because you can sit down with the numbers and say it doesn't cost us anything, we actually make money. Is what you're saying something like the second one, or is it more like the first one, if you understand my question?
It's more like the first one. I can go into the system and see how much money the child support unit is generating for the county, and I can balance that out against how much the child support unit is costing the county. So I know exactly how much the child support
unit is. Okay, this is like the second one.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I have Carol, then Martha.
Yeah, I was the one who I think originally put this in. Because as I went through the budget, this is a double negative. If we vote against this motion, the tax levy stays $6,587 higher. If you vote for this motion, the tax levy, we get to subtract $6,587 and use it for something else. So, I mean, I think it was just something that we thought we'd save money. They looked at saving money, and it doesn't. So right. it doesn't save money, it costs us money to eliminate the position. It seems like it's a no-brainer.
My sense is the enhanced reimbursement from the state is probably the state encouraging counties by giving even more money towards this function to go after deadbeat parents, basically. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think that, and then,
prefer not to call them deadbeat parents.
You didn't say that. I did. So the point is, the more people you have working on this, the more effective those people are at getting non-custodial parents to meet their responsibilities, which helps the county as well as the kids.
Your resolution is to restore 6587. I just want to update. Will, you had your hand up.
Call the question.
Is there a second to calling the question? Thank you. All in favor of calling the question, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Opposed? Any? No one. Called the question. The motion is to restore 6587. All in favor of that motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait, is that OTR 90?
Yep.
Yes.
It is.
On the same one. Okay.
All in favor, raise your hand, please. Opposed, Fanny? Okay.
Well, we jumped by the earlier numbers very quickly to get to 090, and 088 is sitting there. When are we going to take a break?
Do it now. You can do this 10 minutes.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you 10 minutes.
Call me into order, please. First, we are at Social Services. I believe we're at OTR 096. What? What did you say, Dooley?
Just because Martha took her name off doesn't mean there's not a motion lurking.
Six. Which one? Okay. 088.
All right, 088. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is a restoration of a senior social welfare examiner. When you read the OTR description, it's a high priority, and it seems important to me to add the administrator did not find it to be important. It begins several that he didn't include that I think the department made a very good case for. So I'd like to move it. I don't know if I have a second.
Is there a second?
Okay. I'd like to do the same thing for 089, which is a restoration of a keyboard specialist.
Is there a second? Well, discussion?
Which one are we dealing with?
089.
089, it's on page 76. This is processing monthly daycare bills. The process is complex. You don't want to make mistakes. There are a lot of layers to the processing within the department, which Patricia told us about. These bills have to be paid in a timely manner.
I'll second for discussion.
The idea is that if this position is not there, they will fall behind in this processing. And the results just sound unacceptable to me. I would be happy to have someone more intimately involved in the process discuss it. That's my best description.
I have Mark first, and then Will, and then Dave.
I agree with you, Dooley. On all these staff positions, I really feel they're important. I regret, however, I just don't think we can restore all of these, and I'm more concerned about the contracts that will follow. I want to ask Patricia about reimbursement. And she said earlier that the contracts that are the numbers below are COPS programs, and if we don't fund them, the reimbursement wouldn't come back if we were to change our mind in the future. Are these positions, these staff positions, do we get the reimbursement if we do have somebody in this position?
Yes. I can't say in the future what the reimbursement rates will be because things have been cut, but it's much easier to hire a staff person and draw down the reimbursement than to get contract money.
Thank you.
I had Will, then Dave.
Thank you. The reason I second this, I think I will support it, is I'm reminding that the failure to have this position has a ripple effect, which is that if bills are not processed quickly, this directly impacts our daycare providers. And we already heard from one operation that due to the lag time, literally went into a major financial difficulty. So I think it's important for our community to support this position.
Dave.
Yeah, a question for Patricia. I have a note here that was vacant for 8 months, Mrs. Strip.
Yes. And just so you know, we are feeling the effects of that. We have, just currently, we are behind in our billing cycles.
Thank you.
Elizabeth?
I just want to respond to something that Will said. I don't feel comfortable attributing what happened with one daycare institution to the failure to process bills on the DSS end. And that's kind of what I heard you say. So I just want to make sure that there's some clarity in there.
There's
more to it than just that.
Well, no, I understand that, and that's why I didn't reference it specifically, but that was certainly a concern that I heard at a committee meeting, which was that the time lag for payments was creating cash flow problems for the organization. And I don't know how long that had been going on, and it certainly was not the only factor, but I think it's important to these community groups that are doing this very important service that we be able to turn around these payments quickly.
Anyone else? Dulick?
I'd like to ask Martha a question. I'm sorry to make you talk or whisper. The fact that you took your name off of these, I never heard why you thought that, and I just got a sense from what you said a moment ago that if these were being voted on in a different order, you might consider these. Is that the right impression?
Clearly my throat isn't keeping me from talking, so... It's about the reimbursement. And Patricia made a strong case before that if we don't fund the contracts this year and then find that we've really screwed ourselves, to be blunt, and we decide we want to reinstitute those programs, we won't ever get the reimbursement back. And those reimbursements are really big dollars. In contrast to these staff positions, which, and she did make a distinction earlier where there was somebody in one of the earlier positions that we talked about. There's nobody in these several positions. So if we did decide to hire somebody in the future in this position, it could still draw down reimbursement.
So it's your preference to vote on the contracts first and then talk about this or not?
Well, that would be one way to do it. Mm-hmm. Right. I was just signaling my intention.
If I were the only vote here, there's a whole list of these upcoming social services programs that I would vote to restore. And I also feel very strongly about the work we've done so far on the budget. I don't want to be a vote for everything here and then find out that there isn't support for an ultimate budget. So on this first pass through these, I can't support them all, and I will make my own choices. I'll only say this once for the whole package. I guess I'd like my memory refreshed as to what the process is from here, both for this meeting and then as we go to revisits, you just for both for people who are new and for those of us who've only been through this a few times, how does it work from here? If doesn't pass tonight, people can revisit same motion?
Yep. Absolutely. You can revisit, I'll use the word revisit, but you can revisit all the way up to the end until the final vote is taken on the budget. So it's an ongoing process.
Okay. So yeah, this is one that I don't know that I'm going to support on this pass through it.
Any other
question? Can you revisit in both directions?
Yes. Sure. Yes.
Okay.
No, only adding.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Anything else? OTR 089-21590, is that what we're looking at? Anything else on that one? All in favor of that, signify by raising your hand, please. All in favor? One, two. Opposed? Everyone else? next one.
Chairman, what happened to 88?
Oh. Withdrawn, right?
No second.
No second.
It failed.
No second.
'92 and '93 were withdrawn, right?
No.
No.
91, OTR 91, I put on the list because I really have a question about the use of rollover.
Okay, we're on 91 then.
May I ask my question without making a motion?
Of course.
If this were changed from target to one time, can it be done that way without returning rollover to the general fund? I don't know what the administration's attitude toward this particular rollover is in DSS. I just want to understand it clearly.
First, Dooley, it's one-time money, so it's really money drawn out of reserves. DSS historically has returned its rollover to the county, so we've applied reserves here.
So you've already taken DSS rollover for the coming year? Because historically that's what they do?
There is some in reserve. I think they like to keep some rollover in reserve because they have ebbs and flows, and sometimes they can finish in the negative, and they like to have some in that rollover balance to cover that. So we've recommended applying one-time money drawn from fund balance for what could be viewed as a one-time expense. Now, in terms of a modern office replacing computers, you have to do it periodically. So you might make the argument that this is more in the nature of a recurring expense than maybe we'd like. However, the way we've looked at it, it is an appropriate use of one-time money. I could characterize it as basically a non-recurring expense.
Well, it would be nice if we could return to the days when every department had equipment budget lines with equipment replacement plans in place, but we're not there. I wish we were. I would find this an appropriate use of rollover, departmental rollover, which in my view should be used by the department for one-time expenses, and we shouldn't have to go to the general funds for what the department already had rollover for. I don't know if there's a way to achieve that with this or not.
Mm-hmm. Pleasant.
I concur with Dooley, but I also had questions because I didn't quite understand what was going on here. There was one time somewhere in the middle, and then there was targets.
There's a discrepancy between the listing for tonight and the book, I believe. Maybe.
I'm looking at the big old book. I'm asking the county administrator to help go out.
Keep in mind, we don't have a resolution.
Right. So it's quick questions.
I'm going to second Dooley's motion.
She didn't make a motion.
I would like to have this paid for by the departmental rollover funds if there's a way to do
that.
That's a motion.
I will second.
So move that.
All right, it's a motion.
And I'd like an opportunity to speak in succession.
Who else has their hand up? Leslie?
No, fine.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Frank, and then Carol.
I look at the large book, and I think that's where Carol was going, on page 78. The actual computer equipment, one time, it's designated here as one time, is $25,600. But the right. net, after applying all of the credits that Tom and Patricia have come up with, the net is that $16,789. I think that's to help with that, what you may be perceiving as a discrepancy. That's just the net amount at the end of all of the credit applications. I think what Dooley is, and what I thought I seconded, is changing the one-time line of 25.6 to rollover. Is that correct, Dooley?
I'm not sure the right way to do it. That's why I asked for help.
But that's what we're hoping to achieve. Right?
I'm not sure that's the right way to do it. I need help from our administration.
Let's get an answer before we keep going.
I don't think that would represent a problem. I just checked with David, and I don't think either of us would see a problem in switching that from being paid out of
one-time fund balance reserves to being paid out of the department's rollover.
Because the department's rollover, back to that sheet I was referring to earlier this evening, is 204. This is after whatever Patricia has returned to the general fund.
Right.
Still leaves her that cushion that you were talking about of $248,000.
Right.
So this will this could reduce the 248 by about 26,000. No, by 16,789.
Right. And it's simply using one type of one-time money as opposed to another type of one-time money. It would not affect levy.
You okay with that, Duell?
I guess so.
Okay.
I have Pat and Mike.
I think Joe just answered my question. You said this would not affect the levy either
That's
way.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Mike.
I don't have a problem with using one-time money for something like this, but I want you to hear what you're saying about rollover here. Everyone was arguing the other day that the reason we have this rollover program is so that the department heads can do the long-term planning. Now, the department head here hasn't suggested that this money be used for this kind of long-term planning. You are substituting your opinion for the department heads here. So you're basically going against the basic theory that you folks were espousing for rollover.
Peter, and then Martha.
That's a new point that I didn't think about, and I would hope that somebody knowledgeable would respond to that.
Go for it, Carol.
Raise your hand if you think you're knowledgeable.
Sounds like a Carol. Party dance.
Well, I guess the question would be directed to Patricia Carey. I don't know that the department would have an objection to applying $16,000 of your accumulated rollover to this expense as opposed to drawing it out of the general fund balance.
I don't believe it makes a difference to our department because we have to have that rollover sitting out there just in case something comes in late or we need that cushion. Either way, we're going to have to come to the county because those would probably be mandated costs. We'll have to come to the county to make that up if it's coming out of our rollover.
Frank and then Carol.
Patricia, just a quick question about these computers. Are these the ones where we need to make the change? We have to accommodate there's new software, but they're not giving us the equipment to run the software on?
Exactly. The state is mandating that we use new software, but they are not giving us any, they're giving us the software.
But not the equipment.
But not the equipment. Right. So this, we do see this more or less as a one-time in terms of upgrading the computers in order to use the software.
Thank you.
Can we get the vote on this? I mean, I don't see.
Can't you call the question?
I can't call the question.
Well, that's what I got. That's what I have my hand up for.
Is there a second? All in favor of calling the question, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Anybody opposed? 14 zip. Okay. The question has been called. The motion is to restore 16,789 on OTR 091.
Of rollover.
Rollover. Right.
To restore it?
Okay.
I don't know what the right word is.
Everybody understand it? All in favor of the resolution, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed. 1, 13 to 1. OTR 091 passes. 92, 93 withdrawn.
Oh, Dooley's got a name on.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to move these just to get a sense of whether anybody supports them. So I will move 092.
Is there a second?
Do you want to know what it is?
No second,
Mr.
Julie.
Public. Wait. I can't tell the public what it is.
Well, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is to restore something under $25,000. It's a safety net program. It's a transportation specialist who arranges, as I understand it, transportation needs for kids and families to get where they have to go for all their various needs. I'm sure Patricia Carey could say it better.
Peter seconded it. Any other discussion? All in favor of?
Wait, I'm sorry. Right. What number is it? What's your number?
92.
Oh, 92. 24848. Go ahead. Go ahead. You had your hand up?
Me?
No.
No. Okay. Frank Peter.
Okay. I'm not going to support this because I think we have two other programs that we are directly and indirectly funding that can provide this same type of, I believe, the same type of assistance in developing transportation plans. One is also being developed through the Social Services Department and another venue through Dwight Mengel under the Way to Go program through Cooperative Extension, provides a lot of similar services here that are listed here. The other is the 211 program. From an information standpoint, they can provide a lot of the backup information through the Human Services Coalition that can then be translated into the efforts that are outlined here. So I, with all due respect, I don't think that this is one that we need to restore.
Peter,
Pat, I'd like to ask the Brian Robeson question.
Oh,
Pat, could you, Patricia, could you respond to give your point of view on this?
I would not agree with Frank in terms of other programs that could do this work, simply because these are foster families, foster children, and parents who have court-ordered services, and a caseworker needs to authorize their transportation, and they need to make payment for that transportation. So I think there may be some ability, and we do use the Way to Go program for non-foster care cases, but specifically, I think this would be difficult to do with other programs. The work will be distributed among caseworkers who they have to, a person can't just get transportation, a caseworker has to authorize and authorize payment for the transportation.
Did someone else have a hand up over here? No. Martha?
I'm going to vote against this now. But if it seems that, I hate doing this, so if it seems like at the end of the process we might have some room to bring something back, this is $25,000 for this function and local costs, I think it's important. My notes say the only person who does this, so I may bring this back on a revisit, but I'm going to vote against it now.
Any other vote on the resolution? It is the amendment. It is 092, and it is a restoration to target of 24848. All in favor, signify by raising your hand. One. Opposed, if any. Everyone else. 1-13. 093. Restoration 21589.
This is a keyboard specialist. It says Children and Family Services. It's clerical support for 85 foster homes and 200 adoption cases. Medical records need to be updated. Foster homes need to be recertified. There's a lot of paperwork involved. Adoption subsidies have to be recertified. Medicaid authorization has to be done for children who are adopted. These are annual requirements. And all I get from our OTR booklet is if this is not, this is maintenance of effort. Not filling a position will mean these duties have to be reassigned to other clerical staff.
I don't get the impression that there are clerical staff sitting around with nothing to do, so this seemed important to me. So I'm moving it.
Is there a second? Motion dies for
Thank
a
you.
Lack of second. Martha.
Maybe it's because I need to get home, go to sleep. I would like to make a motion that packages the next bunch, and I'll describe it, and if I get a second, I would like to speak to it. I would like to move that we restore $369,508 for OTRs 096 through 104 plus 106 plus 107. I believe 105 has already been restored.
Is there a second? Nathan? Okay, discussion.
Can you say that total again, Martha?
369,508.
So the motion is to restore in lump sum 369,508 to cover all the OTRs that that the chair mentioned. Kathy?
Motion to separate.
Is there a second? To separate.
Yeah.
Okay. Leslin, motion to separate. Discussion. Here's where I'm off, out to lunch. Is there a discussion on a motion to separate?
Yes.
There is. Okay. Martha, then anybody else get your hands up for that?
I'm sympathetic to looking at them separately. However, I also feel like they're a package that work together. If we approved all of them, that would still leave us. This amount is less than 1% on the levy. It is less than $10 added to the annual bill for the average homeowner. And it draws down much more in state reimbursement. Patricia sent us information about the foster care costs, about the institutional care costs for young people if these preventive programs aren't in place. I really feel like they work together, and as Patricia said, it's really hard to put one above the other. And again, as was said before, if any of these is cut, then that reimbursement goes away, even if we find out later that there's a big gap. So I think I really think the taxpayers can support these. I think this is absolutely a terrific investment for the money, for the reimbursement that brings down, for the cost that they very clearly avoid.
Kathy, your hand up. Go ahead. Julie Carroll.
I move to separate these because I wouldn't support all of them, and lumping them together puts me in the position of having to vote against the entire package, which I will.
Julie?
I was going to ask Kathy whether she could break them into two groups so that maybe we could take one group at a time. If there's a group that you would support...
I can respond to that, and I'd like to say that out of respect for our fellow legislators and the time of the staff, everybody has their different reasons, and who's would outrank whose package. I think we should just go down the line and deal with them in a vote. It'll take less time, and I think it's more clear and transparent, and I believe that that's the way I'd like to do it anyway.
I have Carol and Peter.
Yeah, I can't support that large a package at this point. I might be willing to reconsider once we got past a few more of them, say down to 99, then to talk about amounts for the rest of the package. I can't support that at this point.
Peter?
Let's see, it's been said, so I call a question on the motion to separate.
Is there a second? The question has been called to vote on the motion to separate. And all in favor of the motion to separate, please raise your hand.
No,
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sorry. Call the question. All in favor of calling the question, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Against calling the question. Okay. The question is being called. Motion to separate. All in, Frank? Are you voting already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All in favor of the motion to separate, raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed. 1, 2, 3. We are separated. Martha?
Okay, then I'll move 96. We'll start with that one.
You move 096? Is there a second?
Can we?
Dooley?
It's helpful if we.
Yeah. Right.
It is really helpful if, and Martha, I'm happy to be your voice, if we say what is it that's being moved. So moving 96 is not it. You're moving restoration of a certain amount of money.
Okay. Dispositional alternatives.
95, 297 local money. It brings in an additional 155, 484 in revenue.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask the Brian Robeson question at this point. Patricia.
Robeson.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What did I say?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm glad that you're asking the questions, though. Go ahead.
Patricia, could you say a few more words to us first about what the impact is of not doing this, but also my question is further, this is a very large amount, $95,000 at this point in our process, and what would be the implications of doing a lesser amount, say half of it?
Well, we've already, in the last year's budget, we already put a lower amount into this program than they had previously had, so we're already chipping away at the program. This program is probably primarily used by the probation department to refer youth who we are trying to divert from the court system. And it's been a program that has been around for a while. It's been very effective for our youth in the community. And I think our probation officers have few tools in the community to refer youth to that are consistent. Programs come and go, and this one has been very, the longevity has been amazing. So not having this program would mean that probation officers would not have a program like this to refer their youth to. Probation officers must demonstrate that they have diligently tried to avoid sending a youth to court, and if they don't have programs to send youth to, they're going to really struggle with that mandate.
So, if I amended it to do half of it, can you do it for that amount? Or can you do anything for that amount, or does it go away?
There's a certain point when your return, what you're getting out of the return is less than what we want. We would not be able to refer as many youth to the program. The program's capacity would be less, and it would be less effective.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Brian was asking me what the gentleman said, and I don't know. I was trying to hear.
Can you
come to the mic?
Go to the mic,
Jim. I'm Jim Johnson, Family and Children's Service. And this is your program that we helped design 32 years ago with Commissioner Wagner. It's been fairly effective. It saved you a lot of money. And you reduced it by $70,000 last year. You've really reached the point where the program will no longer really be effective in terms of trying to accomplish what you want to do. for us, we probably wouldn't choose to manage it for you. I'm not sure Patricia could find someone else to do it.
Brian?
Well, I guess that's sort of answers. You said it was minus $70,000. I have written down, we must have talked about it at some point, it one-time money last year. That's what that was. Okay. It was a reduction or decrease of 70.
Right. You one-time authorized all of these contracts for 1 year, and in addition, we took a cut pretty much across the board in reducing all the contract amounts.
I have Pat, and then Frank, and then Martha.
I'm curious to know if there have been studies done or any empirical evidence to support the success of this program.
We have a program evaluator that takes a look at the best practices that are out there, and we work with the programs to ensure that they're following the best practices in the field. When we set up contracts, we do that with all of our programs, so that if there is a new best practice coming down the line, we're engaging our contractors in how can they include that in their programs.
Okay, but that doesn't really answer my question.
No, I know.
Have there been any studies done to support, for instance, that can say how many kids participated in this program and how many then avoided going on into the justice system?
Not in this specific program, but he may have some more information about that. I mean, in terms of we have not done an evaluation of that area for DAP, but Jim may have.
Well, I would just say that we haven't recently, but this has been around for 32 years. It's been evaluated several times. The diversion rate of all the kids that we've served over those years has been roughly 91 to 92% annually diverted from juvenile justice system and or placement. And this year we can serve with three of our field staff, 50 families. Last year we served 100, and at one point we were serving 120.
So the diversion rate means that those are young people who would otherwise have gone to a different level, a next level of engagement with the justice system. Is that correct?
Theoretically.
But that doesn't speak to what happens to them after they've participated in this program. What do we know empirically about young people who have been through and completed this program and their avoidance then of future engagement with the justice system?
You know, the truth is we have limited resources to do long longitudinal studies. Nobody will fund that, basically. We follow them for six, three, six, nine in 1 year. And 82% seem to be diverted after a year. Beyond that, I can't help you.
Frank.
Thanks, Jim. My notes, and I can't remember if it was Pat or Patricia that made the when we went over this the last time, but my recollection is there's four staff and about 120, I made a note that approximately 125 youth go through this. Is that about right? I mean, that's what I jotted down. Patricia, what did I hear you say that these were, they're not really court ordered, it's to avoid a PINS petition. So if we're avoiding a PINS petition in family court, and we lose if we were to lose this tool, there's no option for these, what happens to the supervision that these kids would have gotten?
Well, they'll continue to be supervised by probation, and either what will happen is because there aren't services in the community, their risk level increases, the risk of moving further into the juvenile justice system because there aren't programs to help them divert from the system. And so you're more likely to have youth moving into the juvenile justice system, because probation is only able to do a certain amount of monitoring and sort of structured support for the youth. They count on programs like this to have that enhanced monitoring or supervision so that we can sort of divert the youth who don't need to go into the juvenile justice system. They just need some diversion and readjustment of their behaviors.
Now, if Family and Children's doesn't step forward, if we don't contract with them to do it, Mike, I didn't hear anybody else suggested as another option in this community.
I think I've said before, starting up a new program isn't an easy endeavor, and finding people with the expertise in an area is very difficult. What we have with DAP and Family and Children's Services is a philosophy and a program that has proven to be effective, and I would have to put out an RFP. I would have to see if anyone else was interested, and I don't really think there's anyone in the community right now who is capable of doing the DAP program.
Besides the comment about the one-time funding for 2010, was part of that to anticipate us reviewing the program to see if there was any way to save some money on this or tweak it a different way, or was it simply to respond to that cut from last year?
I think that what the legislature decided was that they could support these programs by funding them one time, and that's what happened last year.
I mean, this is a restoration to target.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
I have Martha, Leslie, Peter, and Will.
Last year, this was one of the COPS programs, Community Optional Preventive Services, that the state used to provide, used to provide funding, and that's what this is, the legacy reimbursement. Last year, there was a sudden move by Patterson to withdraw all the money, and I remember, so there was a lot, a flurry a year and a half ago about this, and I remember one hearing from one family member, one mother, who said, if they get rid of DAP, my kid's going to jail, period. This is one of the moms involved. So I went, we're talking about going into the juvenile justice system. Patricia, could you explain what that means?
Martha, the probation director.
Pat or Patricia, could somebody explain what it means if a young person goes into the juvenile justice system?
Come on up.
When I made my presentation to the legislature about the probation budget, I had added at the end my concern about the DAP program disappearing and what that cut would mean. When I talked with my family court unit probation supervisor about the impact of the loss of DAP, she was very, very clear that what it would mean for probation would mean more recommendations for placement outside of the home. If we don't have this program to keep kids in the home, working with families, resolving conflict, keeping them safe, if that disappears, our options go out the window. So it would mean more recommendations for placement. So I just want to be clear.
To follow up, those are, I assume that the rates that you talked about, that you sent me the information, Patricia, about foster family and institutional care, that's what we're talking about, is that right?
Yes.
So foster family, the lowest rate is $6,000 a year. The highest is almost $21,000 a year per child. Institutional foster care is $67,000 is the lowest. $96,000 a year is the highest, so the average is $82,000 a year, one child. The institutional group home, those rates are between $58,000 and $127,000, average, therefore, $93,000 a year. So if one young person goes into that group home, we've just blown all the funding for this program.
Leslie?
I don't think that's a risk we should take.
Leslie?
I forgot what my question was. No, this was funded one time last year. And I'm trying to find out, how did it work with the one-time funding last year? Was it any different? Did anything different happen?
Well, there was one time and $70,000 less, so they're right. Serving fewer people, and the program's been streamlined. And that's what's happened.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have Peter, and then Will.
Well, now I'm completely confused, because if I believe what Martha says, that we're risking a $9 million expenditure if we get rid of this $95,000 item. If that's true, that's madness. But I wonder if it's true. I think that this analysis is something that should be done by the staff of exactly what the financial implications of this decision are. Because I feel I'm totally in the dark at this point. Obviously, if what Martha says is even close to right, this is crazy. But it's hard for me to believe that the county administrator would have made such a disastrous decision as to do this. I'm confused. Sorry.
I have
my comment. Okay.
Okay. You ready for a response?
I have Will. I have Martha. I have Kathy. And the county administrator.
Thank you. Peter, if I'm not mistaken, the numbers that Martha was citing actually came from Patricia, is that correct? Patricia, the plus.
Yeah.
So we don't know how many, but just one, and your break-even point. Something we do know, however, is that this is COPS funded. I have my notes that if we, it's been going 35 years. If we fail to continue this, we will never get that money back. Here's a program that's proven its worth literally for, more than a quarter century, and yet if we let it go, it's gone, we will be paying the price, and we will never be able to fund it through state dollars.
Martha?
Yeah, Peter, I didn't mean to imply that every kid is going to end up going to institutional care, but, some of them are going to go. My understanding, Leslie, my memory last year, it was a different board, and I think we tried to get this and the other contracts included in Target. We didn't have the votes for that. The only way to kind of keep it going was to get them funded as one time.
You need to respond. Kathy,
no, I don't. That's fine. I don't need to respond.
Okay,
go
ahead.
I think that distinction is helpful in helping to alleviate some of the confusion. Restoring these as Target is different than funding them one time, and that does allow some flexibility at a cost, but I think that's what we utilized last year, and so that might be the source of one of my colleagues' confusion, but I'm by no means the person with the most information on this or the institutional memory. I just remember that that's what we did last year. The $70,000 cut, though, or approximately, as I understand it, even if we restored this as Target at the 97,
it is.
Would still be short the 70K.
Right.
Yeah. Is that right?
That's right. Anyone else? Are we ready to vote on this?
I thought you had the county administrator on your list.
That was a really bad attempt at humor.
I'd be interested in
hearing. Well, I mean, it was a legitimate request on my part.
You want to? Go ahead.
I think I responded to this right. question, although maybe not to the specific program, during the course of the budget review. And it was simply a matter of available resources. That was number one. Number two, the second basis of the decision was this was a one-time event last year. Money was provided on a one-time basis, and so that certainly factored into my thinking. The third element of my decision was respecting the priorities of the department, and we explained how difficult that is because I think it was described well the other day. This is there are kind of lateral priorities here, But if you look at where the rollovers, or not the rollovers, the OTRs are recommended, it does follow in the order of the department's recommendations, their priorities.
Anyone else? I think we're ready to vote on this. It is OTR 096, 95297 to target to restore safety net programs. All in favor, please raise your hand. Higher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Would the five people please raise their hand again? Who opposed? 1, 2, Mike, 3, 4, 5. Peter, Pat, Mike, Carol. Let me remind you that the meeting has 6 minutes left in it. So.
I got five.
Well, I'm looking at this clock. '97, 15580, Chuck Robertson, Kiefer Burbank. And who's going to be his spokesperson? Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, I'd like to move OTR 97. This is the CPS mentoring program. It's an amount, restoring target of...
Excuse me. All these motions are already on the floor because they got separated. It came under Martha's motion originally, so we don't have to move them again. We can just knock myself out, start talking about them.
Okay. Can I talk
about
them? Yeah,
go ahead.
It's $15,580 for a program that was founded in 2002 in response to a neighborhood's initiative in which the neighborhood identified what is the top, not very high cost thing that we could do to respond to their needs and make it easier for them to trust the system that they're having to deal with. And so for that reason, I think it's one we should preserve.
Anyone else? Martha?
I suppose I agree.
What?
She agrees.
Okay. I think we're ready to vote on this. 097-15580, all in favor, please raise your hand. Of the restoration, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed, if any? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It passes. Frank is not in the room. How do we count that?
He's not in the room.
7-6, it passes.
I have his proxy.
What?
I have Frank's proxy.
Yeah. Next one, $9,500, 098. Discussion. Are we ready to vote?
Whoa.
I try.
Okay.
9,500. Come on. Go ahead.
I believe that this is a program that we heard during our presentations. It's a program. It's the Knowledge is Power program that can't be picked up by the private sector. This also must be delivered through Department of Social Services.
Anyone else?
Do it. That's where we have to do it.
Anyone else? Martha Pat. Go ahead.
I have notes that say that we're mandated to do something to help their parent get their child back. This is where the child has been taken away from the home because of domestic violence. So if this... if the Advocacy Center weren't doing this, we would have to find somebody else to do it. And as Patricia said, finding a new agency or developing a new program at this point in time is simply not going to happen, so I don't even know how we would do it.
Someone else had their hand up over here. Go ahead.
What is it that they actually do in this program? I don't understand. I listened to the description when we went through it. It just says it helps women deal with issues, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, is that through counselors? Or?
She's right there.
Yes. And I'm going to read from the impact statement, as Kathy Lutz-Herrera did the other night, because it's simpler. The program follows a 12-week curriculum that covers different issues related to recovery from abuse, including understanding the dynamics of power and control, effects of domestic violence on children, developing safety plans, identifying healthy relationships, grief process, and positive aspects of anger. The goal of the program is to change the pattern that keep women in long-term abusive relationships or serial abusive relationships that then cause their children to be removed and placed in foster care. Did that help?
It did. I still have some other questions.
Anyone else?
Helps. Yeah, thank you.
Ready to vote? All in favor of this? Raise your hand, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Are you voting for it? 10, 11, 12 opposed? One. Okay. We are done.
Well done.
Or not.
Yes, we are. Thank you very much.
Who did not vote? Move to adjourn. Oh, we already did.